This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it doesn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and sending me messages. And you should, don't be afraid to send me a message. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I do not forward your emails on to the NSA or anything like that. And I don't wipe my email server, you know, with a cloth or anything else. Seriously. I mean, does this get worse and worse as the days go on? All right, so Kimberly Marin is going to join me right after the first segment here. And I love when she's on with me. She helps me kick off the week. I love getting her all riled up. I think it's hilarious. She's so easy, but don't tell her I said that. Seriously, just wind her up and let her go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to discuss anything, talk about anything, let me know where I'm off. In the second hour, we're going to talk about the Hollywood cover-up. I know everybody's been talking to death, but not this way. Seriously. We're going to talk about, you know, the things that have been going on in Hollywood over the years, some of the things you may have forgot, some of the things you may not even care about. I don't know. But really, for all intents and purposes, these people perpetuating this for years. And I mean years. And we helped them. I'm sorry. We help. You know why I said we helped them? How many times have you not gone to a movie because of what they do? How many times have you not gone to a movie because of the stance that they take? Or not just a movie, but something that comes from that production house or, I don't know, MGM. Are they still around? Paramount Studios? Yeah, they're still around. What's funny is, I got my latest piece that's posted up on our website is about Hollywood. And I got a response from, one in particular, but a couple of people out of Hollywood that said, man, did you nail this? And I don't even go there. It's that whole pesky interweb thing that helps us find so much. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A New Jersey teacher, reportedly, told her class, I mean, can you believe she did this? She told her class to, speak American. I know she meant speak English. I hope she meant speak English. I would hope that she meant speak English. Because that's just crazy. But anyway, a video clip recorded on a cell phone inside a New Jersey classroom reportedly shows a teacher confronting her students and telling them to speak American. A teacher at Cliffdale Park High School said, hey, men and women are fighting. They're not fighting for your right to speak Spanish. They're fighting for your right to speak American. Reports said the school has a large number of Spanish-speaking students. One can be seen getting up from his desk and walking out of the classroom after the teacher's remark, "You're being racist." No. You're learning in America. You're learning in an English-speaking class. You should speak English. What did you come here for? If you want Mexico, if you want, you know, Spain, go there. Student interviewed after the incident said the teacher asked students to stop whispering in Spanish. A commentator on Facebook reportedly called the teacher a great person. Other commentators reportedly said English should be spoken in class out of respect for the teacher. You know, when I was a kid growing up in the north end of Boston, most of those kids spoke Italian and mostly only Italian. We taught them how to speak English in our classes. The teacher, who was a nun, taught them also how to speak English. They took that English home. They shared it with their parents. They taught their parents how to speak English, so they were speaking English. And their parents felt, as did mine and others, that speaking Italian in front of people who didn't understand was rude and not proper. Yeah. These lower socioeconomic types that came to this country for their life actually told their kids, do not speak Italian in front of people who don't understand it. It's not right. Yeah. Some students reportedly called the teacher's resignation. The school superintendent called for an assembly on Friday to talk about the issue. What's to talk about? Hopefully, he said, hey, when you're in the class, you speak English. When you're out of the school grounds or outside the school, speak all the Spanish you want. What do you think? Well, I already know what you guys think. Right? You speak English. You're in America, you speak English. You're spending American dollars, speak English. You're being taught how to read, write, and do arithmetic by American, courtesy of American taxpayers, speak English. Come on, it ain't that hard. It really isn't. It ain't that hard, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't want to get into all this conspiracy stuff. Apparently now one of the guards from the Las Vegas event is missing. One was arrested. One was this one. I mean, these stories are all over the place. So stay away from it. Seriously, just stay away from it all. Boy, I took my thunder. As I'm a senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I am sure that Kimberly will have something to say about Mr. Weinstein. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always good to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on here in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let's just bring her on. I can tell. I can hear her squeaking in the background. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week to kick the week off and all the crazy things going on. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
I'm wicked sorry. I'm just so used to him squeaking his toy when it gets thrown that I'm not paying attention.
Oh, I thought it was you squeaking the toy. You know, one of those stress reliever things.
No, it's Tank. Sorry.
That's all right. Hey, I thought I didn't make a big deal out of it. I wasn't going to make fun of you for squeaking. Anyhow, Oh, a lot of stuff happening this week. I don't know how much discussion we've had about Mr. Weinstein and his escapades. I love this, though. I really love Hollywood's cover-up. Not of this guy, but for years between, you know, pedophiles and sexual assault. I mean, isn't this the group? Aren't these the people that are for women's rights, that are for equality, that are to make sure that women are protected and taken care of in the industry?
Please. These are the women these are the women folk who, you know, think anybody who is conservative is evil, and they must be bad, but, you know, they typically ignore their own.
Oh,
and their own are way worse.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
I agree.
Lansky, Woody Allen, I mean, you know, there's tons of them.
Yeah, isn't that funny? Woody Allen is a real animal. I mean, a real dog.
Yep.
And they stand up and applaud this guy. They give him standing ovations. Roman Polanski, at 40 years old, raped the 13-year-old. They give him standing ovations, call him a genius.
Yep.
These people are sick.
Yes, indeed they are. And they don't care. They pat themselves on the back and call it a day. But, you know, they feign outrage when someone else says they want to grab someone by the, you know what.
Blankety blank, yes.
Yep. I know when not to say bad words.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that so much. But seriously, you know, the Weinstein guy, I think they should do it the old Italian way. I think they should castrate him with a dull butter knife and no Novocaine. You know what I mean? I mean, that'll fix him for a little while anyhow. But again, a lot of people took a while to come and come against him and let them know how they really felt about him and felt about the situation. I think it's really interesting how quick they would jump on a Republican for this kind of stuff, a conservative, a godly person maybe, and their people, not that they get a walk, but it takes them so long to call it what it is. They've known about this for years.
I mean, people in general have known about Hollywood for years and women being on the couch, the casting couch, so to speak. I mean, that's been known, but no one's ever really come out and, you know, talked about it or anything. But this guy, Weinstein, was a total scum. No wonder he hung out with Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Well, they kind of all attract each other, don't they?
Yeah, did you see the picture I posted the other day with Weinstein sitting in between Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton? And, of course, Huma Abedin's married to a pervert, and so is Hillary Clinton. They're all Democrats, baby. They're all Democrats.
Well, who runs Hollywood? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. Democrats.
Right, okay. And then, what was that, Mark Lamont Hill? Dr. Mark Lamont Hill? I think his IQ is about 4. You know, when you think about it, you think about, what did he say? He said, you can't blame the Democrats who are running Democrat-run cities where they're in poverty, they have high unemployment, the houses are falling apart. Well, who are we supposed to blame? I mean, you're blaming Trump for dirty water. Dirty water? Dirty water? In Flint, Michigan. Well, I'm sorry. Who are you supposed to blame?
Well, to be honest,
please lie to me. Yes.
You got to blame the voters because they keep voting for the scum that keep making their lives worse. And so, yes, it's Democrats who are the ones who are doing it, but who keeps voting them in?
Oh, I agree with you.
You know what I mean? So, and it's unfortunate that the media doesn't tell the truth about what these people are doing. And so voters, unless they actually seek out the truth themselves or pay attention to the votes or the legislation, they're not going to ever know the truth. Because the mainstream media is just going to keep hammering them with propaganda and BS, especially in places like Flint or Detroit, where it's mostly left-wing mainstream media. Or wherever. Whatever city USA that has issues, that's run by Democrats and has been for decades, typically has the media in their back pocket, too.
Let's see, Chicago, Detroit, New Orleans, Miami, D.C. I mean, should we go on? I mean, seriously.
Oh, my God, D.C. is so bad. D.C., when I was a little kid, I went there with Girl Scouts to, you know, for a trip. And that's where I saw my first homeless person.
Wow, really?
That tells you all you need to know about D.C. And I was a little kid, so that was a while ago.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to say how long ago.
Please.
But it was
don't.
A while ago. Not as long ago as when you were a little kid.
Oh. We had to fetch the water from the well when I was a kid, right? Okay, there you go.
Not in the North End.
No, no.
There were bodies in those wells.
That's, God. You're going to get us both killed. Hey, are you surprised that the FBI all of a sudden was able to find documents that had to do with the tarmac meeting of Clinton? The one talking about their grandchildren.
Documents?
You didn't hear about that?
Come on. I did not. No,
yeah.
I have not.
Apparently,
out of the loop today.
Well, not just today. I mean, but it's a FOIA request that was made. And, you know, remember last year, Comey said that there were no documents from the from that meeting where the grandparents met on the tarmac.
Yeah.
And talked about their grandkids and what have you.
Yeah.
Well, somehow, it seems now under the new administration, they were able to find a whole bunch of documents.
Really?
Yeah. That had to do with that. Are you surprised? I mean, seriously.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
But it leads you to believe that even when you ask for you, because I know you do this, when you ask for a FOIA request, they tell you they can't find anything. They're probably lying to you.
I know they're lying to me. And on top of it, there's, and I don't know how it is in every state, but some corruptocrats have figured out the way around getting any of that stuff.
And you can explain that.
On the phone.
You have to explain that after the break, because we're going to talk about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Site. Kimberly Moran joins me. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I'd love to find the controls one of these days. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get with like-minded people, smarter people than me, for sure. I'm telling you, head over there, watch the conversation, you'll see that I'm telling you the truth. Kimberly Marin joins me, she does every week, to kick off the weekend. I always get a kick out of it when she starts the week. We tend to wind each other up, so that's a good thing. Anyhow, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're in that part of the country where it should be getting very pretty right about now, and cold, right?
You shush it. Yes.
Okay. No, I know. I remember coming into the mid-dead, which I always thought was funny. Remember, you got all those costumes. First of all, you couldn't even breathe in those things. They had those masks that went against your face. You know which ones I'm talking about?
Oh, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you, little horrifying plastic ones.
Yeah. So they put the mask on, and then you get the regular costume, right? You would put that on, and then what would your mother make you do? You put a peep coat over the top of the costume. It's like, really? Why don't you just give me like a triple extra large and let me put it over my coat?
But the first year I moved to New Hampshire, we had a snowstorm. It canceled Halloween, and we were without power for 5 days.
That's New England. Yeah. Well, no, it was, like I said, it was funny. And the costumes today, where they spend all kinds of crazy money in our day, I think it was just a plastic bag with printing on it.
I used to always go all out for my son for Halloween. Sometimes I'd even make his costumes.
Oh.
Yes, I could do that.
And give him a pillowcase. Here you go, buddy. What do you care?
No.
You're going to eat the candy. You really don't care what you look like, as long as you get enough candy, right?
I know. I used to, I didn't take him trick-or-treating until he was older, but I used to get his picture taken professionally on Halloween every year.
Oh, God. We're going to get you some intervention.
Holiday.
Hey, we're going to get you some intervention. God, that's because there's candy involved. And scaring the crap out of little kids. I never understood that. I told you that during the break. We spend our whole year protecting our kids, making sure they're not afraid, they feel comfortable in their environment. And then what do? You send them out into the streets with these costumes on to be cold, to scare the crap out of them, and let them take candy from strangers. I don't get it.
And that's the thing, like, some of the houses you take them to are intentionally scaring little kids. So,
no kidding.
So, you know what I mean? You don't know who
unless you hear from someone else, oh, don't take your kids there. That's really kind of a scary house. I used to love it. I think it's hysterical. I did haunted houses with some of my friends before for charity, and we used to love scaring people. It was fabulous.
Oh, hey, don't get me wrong on that. All right, let's get back to the FOIA request, okay? So you're right. For those of you who don't know, it's Freedom of Information Act request, where you're supposed to be able to get information in a timely manner from the government agency that you're asking from. So I know that at times, in my area, they have to respond to you within so many days that they either have the information, they're going to send it to you, or they don't have it. And the thing I love about this is here you have the FBI, and I think, Kimberly, tell me if you think I'm wrong. I think what happened was they really thought that Hillary was going to get in there. All this stuff would either be destroyed, gone, or nobody would even be asking for it. They wouldn't.
Yep.
They wouldn't comply. Remember, who was it? The first AG, right? Eric Holder.
At one point,
he said that they were going to stop replying to FOIA requests because there were too many of them. They couldn't keep up. That was his reasoning.
Okay, buddy. That's not your job. Your job is to provide the information that you are demanded to provide from the people who are paying your salary.
Wow. Yeah.
Some states and towns and different places are pushing, trying to keep information away from the citizens who should know everything. I get if there's personnel issues, that's a bit different of a story because that's a, you know, employee-employer type thing. Not when it comes to senators, representatives, whatever. That's different because they're employees of us. We elected them. They're not employees in the a regular traditional sense. But I see it all the time. New Hampshire, I can't even tell you how many right to know requests I filed. And I know I didn't get all the information, but you can't unless I don't even think if you went to court you could prove it.
No, and who are you going to question? Who are you going to get on, right? I mean, think about it.
Yep.
Who are you going to put in handcuffs? No, it's some of the stuff is just crazy, and it doesn't really, I don't know how much you can push it without just making yourself crazy. Okay, let's move into, speaking of Halloween, your favorite holiday. Apparently, this mom's that worry trick-or-treating as, who is this Moana? It's culturally inappropriate. Who is this person?
Apparently, she's some Disney princess, but I don't know who she is. She looks Hawaiian, though. I mean, honestly, I don't know who she is. I'll find out. Because I'm beyond the Disney princess stage, except for Frozen.
Oh. Well, I'm sure, like my wife, that's just for you, not for the kids, right?
Oh, yeah. I made my husband watch it.
Oh, that poor guy.
He didn't know what he was getting into. I said, let's watch Frozen. I really want to see it. And he watched it, and it wasn't that bad. He liked the little snowman. I forget his name.
Okay, yeah, good for
it's
that
actually
poor guy.
Really good. Let
All
it
right.
snow.
Sure, if you say so. Right.
This
is going on everywhere, though, with the whole...
Oh, yeah, she's got some big dude with her with tattoos all over himself.
Who are we talking about? What are we...
Moana. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. Aren't you supposed to know the Disney princesses?
Me? Oh, no. They all look the same to me, right? All of them are you know, they got these big eyes the size of quarters, right? I mean, come on. They all have attitudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? I think we don't know that. I don't know.
But the point is, you look at all these campuses now. You know, you look at it's all about cultural. By the way, she's Polynesian.
Thank you. Don't
say it. All right. But you know, you can't dress up like anybody else anymore. It's cultural appropriation. I guess it's politically incorrect or bad. Or, you know, how many people do you really know? How upset do you think I get that, you know, Chico Marx was a white Jew and he played an Italian guy? I mean, the only thing that makes me mad when people do the Italian thing, when they make fun of the way they talk, and it's so bad. It's obnoxious. It's not even anything else, you know?
Well, remember, that happens all the time. I've had friends who dressed up as pregnant nuns.
Oh.
Now, granted, they're going to hell, but hey, you know.
No, They actually should have gone to church that night just to scare the pastor. They could all be looking at him. They should have sat in the front pew. They should have sat in the front pew winking at the priest.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's just
a fun night. It's not cultural appropriation. If you want to dress up as something you're not, that's great. That's fun. We have kids do that when they're growing up because it's fun to do that and pretend you're someone else.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Holly weirdos do on a daily basis. Why do they have to go and ruin everything? The left ruins everything. Everything's fun. Everything that's normally packed with families and whatever, they have to ruin everything because they're miserable, miserable people, and they want everyone else, including children, to be just as miserable as they are.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's crazy. I think it's the way these college campuses, everything is a problem. It's almost like they consistently look for the problem, where the problem might be, as opposed to, you know, how this could be a positive thing. How we can spin this around and make it better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
All right. I want to get to this other one that I just think is wonderful. This is a woman talking with her six-year-old. She said that, "I wish I were black." And as she was talking about white privilege with her 16-year-old, I don't understand. The six-year-old kid has no clues of what's going on. She says, as a child playing in the... What? Go ahead.
This mother says, "What's wrong?" My white six-year-old tells me. Why are you pointing out to your own child's skin color instead of just saying my six-year-old? I want her to know that racism is in her blood. This is what this mother says. This woman should have her children taken away from her.
Oh, my God. There are a bunch of people running around talking about how racism is in our blood. How is that? If racism was in our blood, would the Civil War have been fought? If racism was in our blood, wouldn't they all still be slaves today? Right?
I don't know, this is just crazy. Anyway. Taking a look at this woman, I think the Wicked Witch of the West blood is in this woman.
Okay, we're going to go for a quick break to have people be able to come back from that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Kimberly Marin.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled MAG, miracle.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book. I just want to make sure you got that. Buy my book. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. Also, the pleasure to have Kimberly Marin with us. She joins us every week to help us kick off the week with all the crazy stuff going on in the media world today. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So I heard, and listen, I know some are going to laugh and get mad at me for laughing, but Hillary had a little bit of a tumble today, right? Didn't she break a toe, break an ankle, something like that?
Yeah, she broke her vodka bottle, too. No, I'm sorry.
Anyway. No, apparently the book tour has become a little strenuous, and she tripped and fell or something and hurt herself, and people are making fun. Like, you shouldn't make fun of anybody who gets hurt. I'm sorry, you just shouldn't. Not cool. So
look, I fall, and I tell everybody about it, and I laugh about it. Whatever.
Yep.
People
not,
fall.
Not the end of the world. So I'm loving this stuff where people are posting where Donald Trump has been accused of sexual assault. People are posting, you know, we're all this stuff going on with Donald, and I think it's hilarious that since Weinstein and others have been accused, it's really funny. So they bring up, I guess what I'm getting at is they bring up his stuff, they post his stuff, and we're supposed to be okay with it, but when we post up things that, like Billy Bob did, right, and Weinstein, yep, and call them out, you know, like, well, Bill's stuff is in the past. Oh, I'm sure for those women it's still in the past now, isn't it?
Of course. They don't care about that. They never did. Do you know how many women didn't even know about any of that stuff? They just thought he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky, which, you know, a 20-something-year-old intern and the president of the United States. Yeah, that's just not an equal authority that relationship, quote-unquote. A lot of people and women didn't know that he was accused of sexually assaulting and raping a woman. They did not know that. I mean, sure they knew that, but they didn't know.
They didn't know. You mean you? See, I don't believe for a second that these people, not that they didn't know, they actually just chose to ignore it, right?
No, I think the younger generations, younger women did not know. And I believe the people the women that I talked to who didn't know, they really didn't know, and they would refuse to vote for her when they found out that Hillary Clinton victimized her husband's sexual assault victims. They refused to vote for her. I don't think they voted for Trump. They probably voted for Bernie Sanders, but they refused to vote for her. They did not know, because who's telling them? The media's not telling them. The Democrat Party certainly isn't telling them. The Democrat Party still reveres Bill Clinton.
Real. Just amazing. Hey, did you hear about... oh, crap. I knew that was going to happen. I love when something goes away when I'm scrolling through. George Lopez was at a fundraiser.
I wrote about it.
You did. You want to talk about it? Because this piece of work, this jerk, you know, I used to like him. I used to think he was funny. But he's one of those guys, again, we support him when you go to his shows, when you go to his concerts, when you watch his sitcoms on TV. This guy is sick, and I mean major league sick. Go ahead, tell our listeners what he did.
Well, basically, it was an event to raise money for diabetes. So there was a mixed crowd there. There was entertainment. Lenny Kravitz was there performing musically. It was all to raise thousands and thousands of dollars for diabetes. And what George Lopez decided to do was throw out some anti-Trump jokes. And, you know, some people didn't like it. They booed him. You know, he was asked not to do that because it wasn't a political event. They weren't there to see him. He was supposed to be emceeing it. And then, you know, he kept throwing some more out there. And then he said something about white privilege and blah, 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 Mexicans, border. It was just ridiculous. And he basically left the stage early.
Yep.
Because no one wanted to hear him anymore.
One of the major donors was like, knock it off. And frankly, it is these entertainers feel so empowered. They think they have a right to do. I don't pay for your political viewpoint.
Exactly.
If I wanted to do that, I'd ask you for it. But he said after the booing went on, he says, I apologize for bringing politics to an event. This is America. It still is. So I apologize to your white privilege.
Yeah.
So it wasn't
That's
even luck. I'm sorry it offended you guys. I'll leave, and you guys can work it out later. But think about that.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, how much privilege did you have? You're a multimillionaire. And who's the one that bought your tickets and watched your stupid show? Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, what? And
exactly.
Never mind.
Listen, this is my biggest beef, and I've been talking about this for a while. I think it started... It started back in 2008, actually, with that, I'm trying to watch my mouth, Madonna. I was a lifelong Madonna fan, bought her music since I was a kid, still loved it, spent a ton of money to see her in concert when I was grown up, and she bashed Sarah Palin on the stage. Now, why are you bringing that into your show? That's when it started for me, and I've been complaining about it ever since. Listen, if I'm paying money to see you do what you made me like you in the first place, whether it's singing or acting or playing, you know, being in a musical or playing football or baseball, shut up and do it. You want to have a protest, do it after work hours. I'm not paying you, and we've had this discussion. I'm not paying you to push your politics. I don't do it at my job. I don't talk about politics. You know what I mean? Most people, they go to work. They are working. They don't talk about stuff outside or protest or take a knee when they're in the middle of building a car. So this is aggravating. That's really...
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you on all of this. I am so tired, but we help them. We help push them along. We buy their albums, CDs, whatever. We buy, we'll go watch their movies. We rent their movies. We buy their movies. I keep telling people, hurt them in the wallet. Look what the NFL, they felt the pinch. They have felt the financial pinch, but they're also, you know, bowing, if you would, to the will of the football players. And they shouldn't be doing that either. The football players are the employees. You know,
that's
I love
right.
this. I don't. Who was it the other day was talking about how there's still this slave mentality among football players? We still treat them like slaves. Yes, because slaves were always paid $1 million, $2 million, $3 million dollars a year for working for the man back in the day, right?
Well, they're paid way more than that. But it's ridiculous, and the people still don't get it. They just think these people are so full of themselves that they just think that everyone hates Trump. Yep. And you know what? I would say the same thing if someone did it against Obama or Clinton or Bush ahead of time. This is a nice charity event, and that's not what it was. Anybody was there about. They were all united regardless of politics. And that's what none of these people care about. They don't think about that unless they're intentionally trying to divide people where they once united, which is always a thing that can be going on.
Well, it's just, you know, De Niro, and to my Italian friends who think he's a god and are proud of the man, don't be proud of the man. The man is scum, okay? He calls Trump a lowlife, but yet he seems to frequent a brothel that is known to have girls like 15 and 16 years old there. So, and you see Hollywood's rich and powerful keep going through the place. So my attitude is, you know, this is just crazy. Stop with the idolizing these people from Hollywood, the people you think are great actors and actresses, great singers or what have you. They're full of themselves, and they think they have a right to take advantage of 15 and 16-year-old girls. We're going to talk about it in the next hour. Errol Flynn continually raped a 15-year-old girl, and you know what? Hollywood knew about it. People worked around him knew about it and didn't do anything to fix it. Okay?
Yep.
Sick. It's sad. It's wrong. But anyhow.
But they get away with it.
They get away. Right. Because people think they're gods. They think they love these people. They can't believe they would do it. Errol Flynn got away with it. Even in front of a jury, he got away with it. But anyhow. You know, back to De Niro, again, going to the brothel, his restaurant, I guess he's got a restaurant called the Tribeca Grill, right? And Weinstein used to go in there on a regular basis, taking the younger girls in there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
And get them ready to be abused by him, if you would. Anyhow, I'm sorry. This is just making me nuts. It's making me nuts that the liberals, every time you ask them a question about Weinstein, they want to point to Trump. I'm sorry. This guy actually did the deed. And the women who came forward saying he did the deed. So stop trying to put it off on somebody else like you did with Billy Bob.
Right.
Tell people where they're
from. That's what they do. It's, you know what? You know the term projection, right?
Yeah.
When and this is what Democrats do all the time. They project what they really are, when they're yelling fascist and racist and all that, they're projecting their own way, their own behavior.
Yep. All right. Gotta tell people. Yeah, we're done. Tell people where they can find you.
Okay, we're done. Federalist Papers Project, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and Conservative IND on Twitter. Hit me up.
Yep. Find her. You'll like what she writes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, we're going to deal with the reality behind what Hollywood's been hiding since the early 20s. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live.